Thanks for watching Glorious Living. I know today's program will encourage you to keep speaking the promises of God over your life. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis here in Studio C, and I have my special guest, Jesse Duplantis,
in the house.
We love having you here, Brother Jesse.
Yeah. And of course, Chrissy and I are here. We have Jesse in the middle because we want to talk about this month's partner letter, because it's always such a blessing to read what God gave you, and we send it out to partners all over the world. And of course, it's in our magazine, excerpts of it, but I just think it'd be great to get it from what we say, the horse's mouth.
Yeah, can I see that? The horse's mouth, straight from the source, right? Right?
Yeah, it's better than saying the bull's mouth. That's or cow,
true.
Or whatever.
Yeah, so.
Okay, I want to make this announcement. I just had eye surgery on my eyes. So if you see me doing this, it's because the lights are so bright and everything. And,
show them what you
yeah. I kind of like this myself.
I might leave these on doing this.
You if they're
really,
bothering you, go ahead.
He looks cool.
You will really remember this.
He's the Terminator, but for Jesus.
I mean, these TV lights
Terminating
are like.
The devil's plan against your
TV
life.
TV lights
I'll
are like.
Be back.
You know, they're like a, like the sun, you know. You don't mind if I do this?
I actually like it, boss.
I think it's good. I think we tried it for a few minutes. He thought he could go without them, but I think it's smart that you're keeping them on. And it's just a few days ago.
Well, it's nothing wrong. It's just that the doctor said you don't want to be looking in glaring lights.
Yeah, I love sunglasses.
He had cataract surgery. I know people. Yeah, he didn't have bad vision.
I didn't know him. I didn't know I would have ever had. He said, "I said, is that normal?" He said, "That's normal. Yeah, it happens all the time." So I said, "Okay."
So now you can read. He's like the Superman guy. He could read without the glasses.
Yeah, it's like little tiny type.
Yeah,
that's it's awesome. A blessing.
He talked about it a little bit on the boardroom chat that aired just a few days ago. I think it was yesterday.
All right, let's talk about this. See what's happening.
Yeah. So the partner letter for June is such a powerful. What's the theme, Chris? You show them what they get.
I love it.
The flyer that would come in the mail
for
you.
So if you get your June partner letter, it comes with the flyer. It also has affirmations on there, testimonies. It talks about the partner offer. And it's just a great tool for people to have to keep using their faith voice to reinforce the Word of God. So it's an awesome resource. And this is what you get. And you get your letter here straight from what you said, patched together, the horse's mouth, straight from the source. And it's really awesome because people actually use this for notes. They give it to their friends. They do Bible studies. They get their sermons from it. Just so much wisdom that you get from God.
And all these affirmations come from the partner letter, which we're going to study today along with you. But the heading of it says, I'm holding fast to sound words. I only use my faith voice. I only say what faith says.
Well, you know, you got a choice to use any words you want, so why don't you use sound
words? That's good. I love that.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, since you got a choice, you know. Yeah. It's like the hundredfold return. The Bible said some 30, some 60, and some 100. Well, since you got a choice, it's not being greedy to believe for the hundredfold.
Correct.
Because you got a choice. I mean, it's literally just that simple.
Right.
And let me just say this about these partner letters. If you're not a partner, you don't get this. This is a very important thing. I write it every month. And God gives me this letter, not only for you, but for me also. I receive a word from God by writing this letter. So I'm in just like you are because I'm a partner to this ministry.
Right,
just that simple.
See, and you write it on this yellow pad, one whole long run-on sentence pretty much.
Yeah.
Not really a run-on sentence, but you all in one section. Then you hand it to Jody. She puts it in.
I said, put it in paragraphs.
Paragraph form for us. She sometimes helps us with these.
I even write in the margins on it because I don't want to stop thinking, well, should I put an exclamation point here?
Yeah.
I just keep writing as the Lord gives it to me. So
I love that.
I hope you can become a partner. If you're not one, pray about it because it will bless you and minister greatly to you because there's so many wonderful advantages for being a partner to this ministry. And I will say this, and it's not bragging. It's just simply the truth. Mm-hmm. I'm giving a testimony when I say this. This anointing of increase is on my life spiritually, physically, and financially. Mm-hmm. Been debt-free since 1982, me and Kathy. The ministry, I mean, you know, so if you send $20 and a lot of, some people in some ministries, they're going to take $9 of it and pay some interest on a note. None of that happens. The whole $20 goes into world evangelism.
That's right.
Me and Kathy are already taken care of.
So we so appreciate our partners.
Amen.
So this letter is being written to partners, and they cherish it. They look forward to having it.
Amen.
Many of them use it as their own personal Bible study, and they underline things. And today we're going to do some of that, too.
I always love getting together and studying these partner letters because, you know, we read it and we talk about it. But when we really sit down and talk straight the Word of God, look at the Scriptures, it really just illuminates something in your spirit.
Amen.
And keeps you going. And like you said, sharing your your testimony. And if that's you, if this, you've been touched by this ministry or the partner letters, comment below and let us know. We have people that watch all the time. They share their glorious stories.
Amen.
This one says, Brother Jesse, your teachings have encouraged me to keep calling those things that be not as though they are. My life is changing because of your teachings. God
Hallelujah.
Bless you. That's life-changing
well,
stuff here.
That's using your faith voice.
That's
you
right.
See? And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to wait to get to heaven to live like you're in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You see what
good.
I'm saying?
That's
so many
good.
People say, well, you know, when we get to heaven, why not? How about our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done where?
On earth.
As it is where?
In heaven.
Do you see, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm just quoting to you the word of the living God.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. So my God, why not have a great life in your natural form as well in your spiritual form when you get to heaven?
It's
you
possible.
Can.
Wow.
That's awesome. It is, and it will work not some of the time, but all the time.
That's so good. I love that. And, you know, this whole theme that we're talking about is based on the scripture in Romans chapter 4:17, where God, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Until they are.
Yes, you keep stick with it. That's what you call it in your partner letter. You talk about having stickability.
Yeah.
I love that part.
It says, I become like a dog on a bone when I'm believing for something now. I don't give up. I have the partner letter in my iPad.
I know you don't like wishy-washy people, one minute to this and one minute to that. But somebody that's firm in what they believe, it's a blessing of the Lord.
Yes.
And, you know, and I'll tell you something else that a lot of people don't realize about me. I don't try to convince you to believe like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know what I believe. I had one man tell me, he said, I don't believe in speaking in tongues. I said, well, you never will. Now, it wasn't a shot because you don't believe in it.
Exactly.
You can't get saved unless you believe. But I wasn't trying to say, well, bless God, I can't be a friend with you because you don't believe in speaking in tongues.
Right.
No, I mean, do you speak in tongues? Yeah, you want to hear some? Yes, indeed, because I love the Holy Ghost language. I love God speaking through me. But I'm not better than you are or anything of that nature. I just tell people what the Word of God says, then it's up to you. It's like a buffet going down there, and you have a choice to pick what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple.
You could decide what words you're going to say out of
Amen.
Your own mouth. I like what you say in your letter about stickability. Mm-hmm. And you quote 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, and it gives instructions about mm-hmm. how to stick
yeah.
with faith. It says, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. So
yeah.
Paul was
right.
talking to Timothy, telling him that sound words are really faith words.
Well, words are vessels and containers that hold your past, present, and future.
Right.
So instead of saying what you have, say what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Why would anybody get mad at you for saying what you want?
Yep.
And people say, you start telling God what you have. He already know that.
He already knows. He already supplied all the
needs. He knows all
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Tell him what you want.
That's
Tell
right.
him what you're feeling. Tell him, Lord, and just have conversation.
That's right.
And that's what it's all
that's
about.
That's what I was about to say. I love when you talk about having that personal relationship with Jesus where you talk to him
yeah.
and it's not this big thing where you're coming before an intimidating God.
Right.
This is your heavenly Father.
Right.
And you often talk about that. You just did a teaching in the church not a while ago. Coming to God as a child.
As a child.
And do you find
not
that-
childish.
Childlike. Do you find that that's like the common denominator
yeah.
when you want to get what you
well,
want?
You know, in that sermon, I used your daughter as
you
an
sure
example.
You sure did. I love this part.
She got a beautiful child named Sophia. Well, evidently, she knows when she sees the magazine, she goes, Jesse.
We have Jesse Duplantis on 24/7 in the Cifuentes household. We have the app. She knows the app.
And she'll say, Jesse Duplantis.
Oh, yeah, she points to
Now, watch
to
this.
You.
So she knows she's seeing that Jesse Duplantis. She'll tell you. But when I walk up to her, you know how she gets a little embarrassed. She gets behind Chrissy or something. You know why? Not that she's afraid of me. She doesn't know me.
Mm-hmm.
She knows me as Jesse the Planet.
She knows your name, but she doesn't know you.
Now
yeah.
she's got to know me.
Exactly.
But she will get to know you.
And that's how that
yeah,
works.
Yeah, we're making that happen.
Now, it's not a bad thing. See what I'm saying? There are a lot of people, they know about God, but they don't know
right.
God.
Yes, that's right.
And you got to get to know him.
That's right. So you know, point one of your letter was sound words spoken with your faith voice bring discipline to your thoughts and make you a disciplined thinker. Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Oh, well, disciplined thinker means this, is saying what you want instead of what you have. You got to have discipline in your life.
Yeah, that's good.
When you go on a diet, you know what that really is? That's discipline. That's telling your body you're not eating this today. we are going to get down to this amount of whatever.
That's right. Well, I haven't been on a diet, but Chrissy has them. You may have noticed her slim self.
Oh, thank you. Comment below if you think I'm thin. No, just
no, but you, how much have you lost, Chrissy?
I've lost 13 pounds. And you know what? This is accountability. Because these people will see if I gain it back. So, but I love that you mentioned it is like a diet.
It's because a discipline.
Discipline takes focus. It takes intention. And so that's the same thing with God's word. You have to be intentional about everything you're doing.
The reason why you lost 13 pounds, you focus on your priority.
Right.
You eliminate your confusion.
It's right. Discipline.
It's just literally that. It's a discipline, and everyone should be disciplined in their life in some way, shape, or form. There are a lot of people, they don't know how to handle money. They abuse money. They don't respect money, and so money overtakes them because they don't have that discipline. Mm-hmm. God don't mind you having money because you live in an economic world, but you don't fall in love with it. You fall in love with the person, God, who gave it to you. Mm-hmm. And then you use it for whatever God tells you to do or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So discipline, that's why sound words are a discipline.
It's so good. You know, I love what you also said in your letter. Your faith voice starts the engine of your life.
That's right.
That's really good.
He's got so many nuggets in this letter. That's just one part. You don't really go in detail about that.
See,
but it's
some
so
people's
good.
Engines start a lot faster. Prime example, me and Kathy. I get up in the morning. I can jump up in the morning. You can start talking to me. I'm up maybe, 5 seconds.
I need more time.
You can start talking.
First cup of coffee.
Her engine is like this. Yeah. Because you got to have a cup of coffee.
That's the gas.
She
got to
do
this.
She has to wake up.
And my Bible, I like to sit and have meditative time. I don't want to just start making decisions, which you click-clack-clack on that. Same way he goes to sleep. The minute his head hits the pillow, he's out. I'm really jealous. But you talk about this engine of your life. You says, in other words, faith keeps all your cylinders hitting on center.
Right.
You say that's automobile talk, but I believe you get the idea.
Well, what happens is when all the cylinders and pistons are hitting right, it's a smooth ride.
Yeah,
but when something begins to go wrong,
the other day we were driving down the interstate, and there was a car in front of us that had something hanging from underneath their car, and I told Jesse, and I love to tell him how to drive, so I said, Jesse,
me too,
once you get in that other lane, I don't want to be behind this car, and then we passed by, and it goes, ticka, ticka, ticka. You could hear it in their car, in our car with closed windows, and so I said to Jesse, you know they have to hear that, and they keep going down, and they're an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah,
right.
But that's a lot of people are ignoring those sounds and those engine issues basically in their life. But the word of God has been given to us and gives us sound words so that we can get back on track and so that all cylinders work and we get what we're believing.
And if you just join Glorious, the reason why I'm wearing these sunglasses,
recap.
I just had some work done on my eyes and I can't look in the TV lights. Nothing wrong, but
they don't
want to restrain my eyes.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be Ray Charles.
or Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. You know, you stay in discipline.
We should all have our sunglasses on.
That's what I thought, too.
It's a discipline.
We missed an opportunity. But it is. It's a discipline. You know what?
Yeah.
Wear your sunglasses and you're sticking to it.
That's and you don't care what people think.
What makes a good marriage is the discipline.
And you know what? Our anniversary is Saturday.
Yeah, so happy anniversary, Kathy.
Thank you. I want a kiss. I want a handshake.
All right.
Hold on, I'm watching it. I love it.
Yeah, it's a blessing. Did I get lipstick on me?
A little bit, but it looks good on you.
Okay.
Yeah, you need a little. Got dry lips.
Marriage. How many years?
56. I've been knowing Kathy 58 years. I met her when she was 15, and I had just turned 8. No, I just turned 18 years old.
We're 3 years apart.
I love it.
And to make a long story short, we started dating. First became friends and things.
We're still friends.
A matchmaker.
We're still friends.
We're still friends. Yeah, and that's what makes a good marriage. Since we're on that, if you really want a great marriage, share each other's interest.
That's right.
Now, there's something Kathy does I don't particularly care for. Years ago, I didn't particularly care walking around a mall or something like that. I learned to love that. Now I enjoy doing that.
Now they're shutting malls down. I don't want to go around the
mall. The minute
I start
liking it, they start shutting them down. Everybody ordering online. You know what I'm saying?
Let's order online together. That sounds
let's
fun.
Come on.
You know, so vice versa and things of that nature. And it's amazing. After a while, you'll go, you know, wait a minute. Why do people do what they do? Well, because they like it.
That's right.
And there's nothing wrong. So that helps in every which way, shape, or form.
You know, that applies to every area of life, whether it be marriage relationships or if it's a financial issue you're facing or something you're believing God for.
Right.
Faith words make a difference in your life. And I like your second point. One point in your letter also says, when you say what faith says, it produces confidence in large forms and large expressions.
Wow,
I think
good.
That's beautiful.
See, that's the engine of your life.
Yeah.
You see, in other words, you ever know something about a car? Drive it as fast as you want. It has a speedometer. Just where you want to go and how quick you want to get there.
That's true.
It's the same way with life, you know. And it's your engine of life. And also in a large expression. Now, if you see somebody driving fast, whoom, and they go, you go, woo, that was a large expression.
Yeah, your next statement is, a faith voice is a very loud voice that starts Amen. In your heart and makes its way out of your mouth.
That's so
good. Do you
good.
Remember this when is we great. Were in Germany, what they call it?
The Autobahn. I know
so,
what you're talking about.
Have you ever been
my
to Germany?
My dad went to Germany. Well, oh,
is there no limit or is it 100?
I don't think there's
don't
no
think
limit
there's
at all.
There's no limit.
I mean, I had people pass me. I thought it was a jet. I swear to God, boom, man, I thought, whoo, but you got to be very aware to stay in your lane if you're going to move. Because if you see somebody coming and all of a sudden you begin, you better judge it. They're coming so fast that you wow. may not have time.
Right.
You know, because they hit their brakes. I mean, you're going to run into each other. It's called the Autobahn. But I thought that was so unique, you know. Mm-hmm. But evidently somebody in Germany thought, we need to get to someplace fast. So they built that
we
road for
We need a
for
few
it.
Of those here.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I know I get a lot of people bumping the horn at me. Hurry up, Chrissy.
Oh, I got
I drive
a heavy
like,
foot, though. I'm the opposite of that. I got to pull it back too often.
So, I mean, these partner letters are designed to cause you to grow in every which way, shape, or form, you see. And this year we're talking about, this is our June partner letter, right. is that every one of us has an engine of life.
Right.
And all of us should be using sound words, and we want large expressions, a large thing.
That's so
In other
good.
Words, it's according to your faith, so be it.
Yeah.
So why would you just believe for just enough?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Like some people say, God met all my needs. Yeah, but you didn't have enough money to buy food.
Exactly.
They got nothing.
Food is
a
need,
blessing.
But there's some wants that you need.
Or maybe the
Don't
washing machine broke.
Needs.
You know how that thing, those right. things break. And, you know, those things cost a lot of money to fix. So why don't you believe for over and above and beyond? Don't fall in love with it mm-hmm. so that you're ready to handle anything that comes your way.
I love what you say in this next part of it right after that when you said, when you hold fast to sound words and develop a habit of using your faith voice and only saying what faith says, your faith voice will shut down wrong thinking, wrong doing, and wrong believing.
That's a fact. For example, if you get a bad thought in your mind, everybody does. What you should say is, take no thought saying. Don't say that thought, because once you say it, it becomes yours. You go, say this. That's not my thoughts.
Right.
My thoughts are lovely, just, good report, pure, virtuous. Think on these things.
Right.
So in other words, I tell Satan, you want me to think on something since you're trying to get my attention in my thought process? Well, I'm going to think on something lovely, just,
beautiful.
Good report, pure. And for all of a sudden, he just, if you don't say that thought, you don't speak it, it dies. It dies unborn. It's the best way to say it.
That's
it
true.
Aborts itself.
It's so good. And I love this ministry so much because, you know, in a world where there's so much doom scrolling, they call it, where you just see so much catastrophe and worry, and it's so easy to start speaking it into your life. We're on 41 different platforms where there's no excuse. You can find JDM, get the word of faith
Amen.
In you, get the word of God and these in-depth teachings that people are really holding fast to the form of sound words. It's precious to them.
Amen.
And they're
right.
They're really just studying it. It's transforming lives.
It's amazing that each country have different expressions. We have an expression in New Orleans, if you have some trouble, no problem. It's not a problem.
No problem. Not a problem.
It's not a problem. But in Australia, we just came back from Australia, and they say this, no worries.
No worries.
I kind of like this better.
Yeah.
You know, no worries.
It's like Hakuna Matata. No, it means no worries, you know?
No worries, you know? And I like that, you know? So, in other words, you determine your destiny to reach your destination mm-hmm. by what you say. Mm-hmm. Now, was I like Kathy said, we'll be married 56 years Friday, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, watch it. That priest did not give me the opportunity to start talking. He said, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? He expected me to say yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why wouldn't you be? I never forget one time. I asked God, I was about ready to marry this couple, and just before the ceremony started, I said, well, do you really love this woman? He said, well, I'll love her as long as it lasts. I said, buddy, go sit yourself down.
Wrong answer.
I said, why you want to marry a fool like that? And I said that, I said, what's the matter? What do you mean? How long is it going to last? Or so you're thinking it's going to break up? Mm-hmm. See, you're making a provision for failure with your mouth. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you don't argue. That doesn't mean sometimes, you know, hey, that's going to happen. It's called life.
Right.
Things happen, you know. And but when you understand God's word is true. Let me give you a prime example. Okay. Kathy didn't know that the doctor knew that I could drive because I've had this surgery. So she was kind of eating my lunch going over there. But I knew I could drive. And she was just hollering at me. Y'all pray for it. She had to, I'm going to drive that car. I'm going to drive that car. Now, watch this. I'm telling her I can see good. See, if I take them off, I can see. I mean, I can really see. But I'm just doing this. So it doesn't hurt me, he said, but it's good. It heals faster.
That was for the very next day after his cataract surgery.
And
he had a follow-up appointment. And we were told then someone needs to drive you to that follow-up appointment.
Well, that's nurses. That doctor, I'm going to listen to him.
That's what we were told.
Yeah.
I'm holding fast to their sound words.
Okay.
Then. And I wanted to hear from the doctor when he's at that appointment. He did say you can drive now.
When the doctor said it, she handed me the keys.
So you drove back.
And I drove. Wasn't trying to push her over, but I know what I would not get behind a wheel if I know I couldn't see. You know, give me that much.
Well, I'm driving in the car, so I made the decision.
So
I made an executive decision. I'm driving you today.
You held fast to that decision.
I held fast, and it was okay.
It was
so
okay.
You can relinquish control once in a while.
Yeah, when it's control, it's just
oh,
the car.
I think so.
Y'all pray for Kathy.
Oh,
Lord
agree.
Jesus, help
Happy
her.
Anniversary, guys.
Hey, let me help Louis. Oh, Lord
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, he needs prayer. Help I love her. You, Louis. Sometimes it takes a lot, you know, but marriage is so beautiful, especially when you put the word of God in the forefront and praying together as a couple. Every relationship you're in, you should really hold fast to God's word, and it grows, it flourishes. And
when's the last time you got mad at Louis?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's think about it. Was it last night? I was about to say.
How long have y'all been married?
We've been married 12 years.
12 years.
Have one precious baby who turns 3 in June.
June what?
June 29th.
29th.
She was actually due on your birthday, boss. She came a little earlier. I was hoping she'd be July 9th
July
with you.
9th, yeah,
but that it's
but y'all
awesome.
Had an opportunity early on. Remember the testimony about the sound words and how the Sophia wasn't speaking
That's
the way
right.
you wanted her to.
That's
and,
right.
And tell that story,
Chrissy.
Oh,
it's so precious
it
to me.
Me.
So she just turned about 1 year old, and we went to the doctor and had a checkup, and the doctor was a little concerned because she really wasn't connecting like she should be at that age. She didn't say mom. Mama yet. She was kind of just more baby talking. It was not as far advanced as she wanted. So she told us, she said, I think we need to get some testing done.
The doctor was
the
concerned.
The doctor was concerned. And in that moment, I mean, Papa Bear, Luis rose up.
There you go.
And he said to me after we left, I said, okay, well, let's make that appointment. I was ready to go do that. And he said, there's nothing wrong with Sophia.
He had sound words.
Yeah, he had sound words. He shut it down.
Faith
he said,
words.
There's nothing wrong with Sophia. It's okay. And he prayed over her that night. He laid hands on her. He said, in the name of Jesus, you are going to start speaking. You're starting connecting. Yeah. And the next morning, she popped up. She woke up, ran to me, and said, Mama, 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 and started speaking for the first time.
That he used his faith
he
voice.
He did.
It changed your family.
It sure did. And now we cannot shut her up.
And we say, praise the Lord for that.
And she's saying, Jesse DuPlantis. She knows. And I think that that's such a great illustration and testimony to share, because he did. He took what we learned here, the foundation of faith
Amen.
That we have. We applied it in that situation in an area that I was maybe a little weaker, maybe a little bit more fearful. He stood up and he said, no, I'm declaring it. I'm declaring it.
Right.
I'm speaking it. And then now my little girl, she's right on target. She's saying
you
stuff all
up
the time.
With it. You went in agreement
I
with
did.
It. When it takes one, a couples, sometimes one of them says it first, maybe the other one does, but then you agree together.
Yes, we did.
And then there's a power and a power of agreement.
Yes, it's
and
so
you
good.
Saw the results.
I did. I saw the results. And like I said, she's talking up a storm now. We love it. We love it.
And it's a blessing of the Lord. See, and you can have it all too, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, start saying what you want instead of saying what you have. Mm-hmm. See? And don't let nobody talk over. That's greed. No, that's growth.
That.
It's God saying, I want to help you. I want to talk about the reason why we have a glorious program is our faithful financial partners who help this ministry. It's amazing to me that we're celebrating 50 years. I preached my 50-year sermon on January the 4th, 2026.
Awesome.
And I was going to be finished with that. And Kathy said, no, we're going to celebrate this 50 years of mission that's all good. Year long. So
I'm
we're
so
doing
excited.
It.
That's right.
And there's so many more things we're doing for the Lord. And, you know, people have asked me, when are you going to retire? I don't think I ever will, because every time things start to slow up a little bit and I go, he gives me something else to do.
Right.
And it's always something. And right now we got two major projects on the table that's going to cost $20 million.
Yes.
And we believe in God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. And let me make this announcement, to God be the glory. That money is coming in. $1,000 givers is happening like
that's
crazy.
Right.
Now, some of you may say, well, I'd love to do that, but I can't. But then don't.
Right.
Yeah, but one day you will, one day.
I believe that.
You
that's
just
right.
will, one day. That's it. But if you'd like to be a partner, I'd love for you to be one. Just go to jdm.org. That's our website. And you can hit a donate button if you so desire. Mm-hmm. Now, let me say this. Let's say you don't want to be a partner. Okay. Still keep watching the program. Still receive revelation as God gives it for you.
Yes.
You can go to jdm.org, hit the donate button if you want to. If you don't, that's fine. You can use PayPal, which is a financial thing you can use. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to our JDM free app. It's free. And select the giving you want on that. Or you can mail in, use the post office and do it that way. Whatever you want to do. But if you don't feel led of the Lord, you ain't going to hear a preacher say this. If you don't feel the love of the Lord to do it, then don't do it. But just mm-hmm. still keep watching the program.
That's right.
But I'm telling you that these things are coming in, and it's such a blessing. Now listen to this. And so that's a lot to believe for $20 million, ladies and gentlemen. That's a lot. And the Lord said, I got a $20 million chunk giver coming.
That's a blessing.
And I thought,
and we believe it, we're
what?
Declaring it.
Yes.
Yeah,
I thought,
to do what he said, to replenish that. Then it dawned on me. He's got something else for me to do. He just ain't telling me till these two things
are finished.
We're
not going to slow down until Jesus comes.
Yeah, so a person asked me the other day, I don't know how else to say it, well, Brother Jesse, you think you're ever going to retire? No, I said, I'm going to die in the saddle. I mean, I'm going to preach this gospel till I see Jesus coming in the cloud.
That's
or I go by the way of the grave. It doesn't make any difference, you know. And to God be the glory. So thank you for being a partner. Thank you for watching Glorious, our Faith the Facts, our boardroom chats, our broadcast television, our social media, all our outlets and things of that nature. It costs us a lot of money to do all these different things, but that's all right. We are reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time.
That's right.
I just told you that's what's in these partner letters. You will not hear this gloom and despair and agony on me. That will never happen in my ministry.
We don't need that.
No, no. I mean, the world's full of that
stuff.
That's
right.
Yeah.
So it's time now to be blessed in the city, blessed
Amen.
In the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. And Luis, when he prayed for Sophia, it's time for her to talk. Now watch that. He didn't put his faith into the future. The next morning she was there. She slept, she got up. Said, you put it in the now.
That's
you
right.
Keep that
he
in
had
the
to
now.
Correct that wrong thinking
yes.
and wrong believing.
And that's coming
we
from
a
doctor who probably knows what he's talking about.
She, yeah.
But he didn't understand your faith. He didn't understand Luis's faith. And watch this, and manifestation came from Sophia's
faith.
That's
so good. You know, they had a vision had a vision for their family.
Amen.
And that's
vision.
Why we're so excited about vision around
the
here.
The Visionary Conference.
Hallelujah.
You see, we're on the same page. That's awesome. The Visionary Conference.
It's coming
up. It's coming. You have to be here.
Yes,
I'm telling
you'll
be
here before you know it.
This
it's
conference
starting on
just
my birthday.
A month out.
It is starting on your birthday,
July 9th and July the 10th.
Yeah, 77.
I'll be 77. That's,
ooh,
hey, that's God's
celebrate.
Number, man.
Hallelujah.
That's God's
and
number.
And the 50th anniversary to have a visionary conference this year. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss that.
This
one.
Is going to be a party, to be honest with you.
I'm
excited.
I will tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It's Thursday night, July the 9th at 7 p.m., mm-hmm. Friday morning, July the 10th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. at JDM International Headquarters. Admission's free. Registration's free at jdm.org. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and the free JDM app, but we want you to be here if you can.
A lot of people don't know where here is. Well, here is in the New Orleans area. We're in a suburb called Destrehan, Louisiana.
It's right by
the
airport.
In the United States.
It's very close.
People are coming in from all over
all
the world.
All over the world. It's
jam-packed, so cool.
And people just love it. And we even put New Orleans flavor. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, yeah.
Dun,
that's
dun,
my favorite.
We kick off with joy.
It's
we have
great.
Fun. We have fun here. It's fun being a Christian.
It is.
And people come sometimes 2 or 3 days early because they like to eat in the restaurant. New Orleans got great food, as you can tell. You know, but I mean, it's such a, excuse me, a blessing of the Lord. So we'd like you to come and be a part. And you will enjoy this. And I don't mean this to sound arrogant. I'm giving God a testimony.
Yes.
I've had, I don't know how many preachers have all the meetings that I've go to. This is my favorite.
Yes.
Because we don't wear you out and keep you in there 24. No, we let you go. You want to take a nap? Take a nap. You want to go out and eat somewhere? You know, it's really, it's a wonderful conference.
It's a short conference, but it's power-packed.
And it is.
And, you know, that's I just love the fact that we can come together as a team of people and talk Amen. About all the good things that God's doing.
Amen.
This program has been dedicated really to the partner letter that gets sent out every month from this ministry, letter God gives to you. And we always put this little insert in it, and it has those affirmations, which we're not going to read today. Sometimes we've done them. But there's always also a testimony, because we love reading what God Amen. Has done for you. And I don't know if Chrissy, you want to read that
yes,
testimony?
Ma'am.
I know Jesse could with his new eyes.
Oh, yeah,
We're going to... Okay, this one is amazing. It says, "My head is swimming with all of the wonderful things I want to say to you both about how you've changed my life, the way I see life, what I think about life, and how I live life. Jesse, I'm sure you hear this often, but I pray you hear it afresh. The most wonderful thing I've learned from you is to take God at His word. Now, when I read the scriptures, it's as if I can hear God's voice speaking them to me. It makes His word so real and believable that I hold on to it and make it mine.
Praise
Using
God.
My faith voice is so easy now, and I expect to see what I believe God to come to pass."
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh,
now,
this is great.
I got to take my glasses off on that one, yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
If that's not sound words, I don't know what
exactly.
That's exactly right. That's why I wanted to end with that.
And yeah, and I wanted to end with my glasses off because the light just came on. Praise God.
These things, the glory.
These
it's
things
too dark.
They were dark.
They're almost too dark.
But it's thank you for letting me come. I'll put these
yes.
things I'm going to do what the doctor tell me to do.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt. You know,
no.
you just, you know,
you just,
you go to,
it's
to listen.
It's a precaution.
Yeah.
Because
anyway,
these lights are really brighter than
yeah.
being outside.
Really are.
But thanks for letting me come and be
anytime.
A part of you
we
guys.
We always
you know,
love
such a
when
blessing.
You're here, Brother Jesse. And I know people have been encouraged. Their faith has been strengthened. They're speaking those sound words. We're believing for you, for your miracle. If you need someone to agree with you, you can tell Team JDM by just commenting below or contact our partner care at partnercarejdm.org. Comment your testimonies, your praise reports, whatever you want, or to just link up in prayer with someone. We're here for you.
That's so yeah. good. I
can,
love
can
that.
Can we pray for them before we
yeah,
go?
Yeah, I'd love that. Thank you,
you
Jesse.
Do you want to lead
why
or
why
you want
you
me?
Do that?
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus,
thank you
for the people that are watching
yes.
today. Lord, I call those things would be not as though they were by using my faith voice. That you bless them in the city, in the field, going
yes.
in and going out. Spiritually, physically, financially, all their family,
you,
every which way, shape, or form. Father, I thank you in advance. And I know you are hearing our voice. Because
yes.
they may, I may be looking at a camera and they're looking at me maybe in their, I don't know, in their living room or whatever. But Lord, I ask you to touch them today.
Yes.
Whenever they view it, touch them today.
Strengthen
and
Jesus.
Minister greatly to everyone. And thank you, Lord, for all those that are becoming partners and the ones that are partners. Bless each and every one of them.
Yes.
This anointing of increase that's on me, I release it
yes.
right now in the name of Jesus for everyone. And they're picking it up with their faith and they're no more financial trouble.
Yes.
They don't need any of that, Lord. I ask you for it. I believe you for it. I call it done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 I believe your life has been changed because the
Amen.
Word of God is so powerful, and we're in agreement, and we believe in you're in agreement that your life
Glory
is going to change for the better.
Amen.
Oh,
Jesus
this
name.
Was a great prayer, boss. I
Thank
love
you.
Being with you guys. Thank you. So
mm-hmm.
I love the little fist bump. It's like
Boo-doo-boo.
A little glorious bump. And just knowing that we can live a glorious life
Amen.
In Jesus is what
That's
it is.
Right.
It's all about
it.
Well,
is
well
what
I hope
it
you'll
is.
Come back sometime.
I will.
We've got other partner letters coming in. Sometimes Chrissy and I do it together. Sometimes we bring Jody
yeah, I
in.
I like doing them.
Oh, you do? Well, good.
Because I wrote it.
That's right. Well, we'll
but
you
know,
for
it
next
goes
month.
Deeper, doesn't it?
Yes.
It does.
It's just an example of how God wants to give you even more whenever you get into His Word.
That's one of the best testimonies I've ever heard.
I knew you were going to
lady said.
It's beautiful. It really is.
Such a blessing.
Yes, so
Praise
good.
God.
Well, I hope that you'll join me next week for another great, glorious living program. But until then, remember to hold fast to sound words. Only use your faith voice. Only say what faith says. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, my partner over this month is Where is the Cancellation Verse? God says that His word shall not return to Him void. So why aren't you receiving His promises? There are no cancellation verses in the Bible. Learn how to put your faith in line with God's faith and see His word come to pass for you. Get your copy at jdm.org.